Thousands of trees were downed during a widespread outbreak of tornadoes on Memorial Day. In the weeks since, cities have struggled to figure out where to put all that debris. In Greene County, much of it is sitting at a public wetland park in a residential neighborhood in Fairborn. As WISO's April Leslie reports, residents are worried the giant pile of debris could impact the environment.
Fairborn resident Lacey Dufresne is leading me along winding sidewalks to Semex Reserve, a public wetland park off Garland Avenue. It's just a short walk from her house in a subdivision called The Sanctuary. She usually runs along this path because she loves all the wildlife she sees along the way.
You can cut through the paths there, beautiful paths through the woods, and I see beaver, deer, and back here, before the storms, one day I came out, I counted over 30 species. I wrote down their little descriptions.
We can hear the birds chirping as we walk along a gravel path to the back of the park, where a massive pile of tree limbs and brush now sit along the tree line. Its size is staggering. Debris is stacked at least two stories high. A construction worker is using an earth mover perched on top of the pile. Dufresne says shortly after the tornadoes, a park ranger went door to door and told the neighborhood the park would be used to store debris temporarily. She says she was fine with that. She wanted to help victims of the storms. But she started getting concerned when she saw just how many debris trucks were coming every day. It became clear the pile would sit in the park longer than just a few weeks.
I was worried less about the stuff and more worried about what I was seeing as consequences. When you see 30 species or so of birds the week before, and then you start seeing nothing, and you see nests abandoned.
Brandon Huddleston is the Greene County administrator. He says they made the decision to dump organic debris in Semex Reserve because they were running out of options. The tornadoes downed thousands of trees, and their designated yard waste facility in Xenia was filling up quickly.
So we started to look at all of our assets, and we looked at something that was relatively close to the disaster zone and something that was as far out of the way and unintrusive to people as we could find, and Semex Reserve checked all those boxes.
Huddleston says they're not storing debris in the wetland, but in the parking lot and along the tree line. On its website, FEMA advises municipalities against dumping directly into wetlands or rare ecosystems. Huddleston acknowledges that there may still be some disruption to wildlife, but says the county had to use the park in order to qualify for FEMA assistance.
One of the requirements is that this is stored on government-owned property. So we weren't able to go out to a defunct shopping center, for instance, somewhere and use that land. I would have loved to have been able to avoid using the parks, but we really had little choice.
Right now, Huddleston says they're using construction equipment to stack the debris higher and make space for more. Some officials say it could be months before the last debris load is dropped off, though others say it may be much earlier. Eventually, the plan is to turn the debris into mulch, remove it, and reopen the park.
We anticipate absolutely no harm, no change to the wetland, and we have pledged to put that park or that reserve back into the condition that it was in before we started storing debris there.
At this stage, it's unclear what, if any, long-term environmental impacts may result from the debris. Sam Romeo, an environmental educator and naturalist with the Allwood Audubon Society, says bird populations in the area fluctuate for a variety of reasons, including severe weather. But he also says he's concerned that the debris pile could disrupt the insect life cycle.
And these birds are used to, a certain level of insects, and once you kind of put a blanket of trees and debris and disturbance on top of that, that is absolutely going to affect the insect population. Everything down the line from that is going to be affected as well.
Dina Pierce with the Ohio EPA says an inspector has visited the site and determined it complies with EPA guidelines. The agency does recommend staging debris on public lands, in part because it helps, quote, avoid potentially costly or complicated private property leasing.
It's an emergency situation that certainly takes precedence here. We have to ensure public safety. And like I say, this is temporary. They're not dumping it in the wetland, and it's not going to be just left there. It will be eventually removed.
As we walk back to Lacey Dufresne's house from the park, she tells me she feels bad about complaining about all this. She knows people who lost their homes, and she's afraid her concerns will come off as petty. But she says she felt compelled to speak up because she doesn't want this to happen again.
All this loss people are going through, and yet we're allowing the storm to cause us to lose more. We're losing our environment. We're going to have these tragedies. Let's come up with smarter processes that are better for the environment, that still take care of people, but that are smarter long-term.
Brandon Huddleston with Greene County says they plan to review their procedures and discuss potential changes later in the recovery process. For WYSO, I'm April Leslie.